Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and it's a pleasure to have you back with us again today. Listen, we're excited because we're welcoming back a guest who we had last week here on Close Up Talk Radio. She's an executive coach. So, obviously, we're going to be dipping back into the world of executive coaching, which is, it's an amazing world. Coaches, there are coaches out there today who can help you in almost every aspect of your life or your business, and you know, they do great work. Really, you talk to people who've worked with good coaches, and they will all tell you it's the best thing I ever did. So if you're having problems with your business, maybe you should take a close listen to us today, because we're talking to someone who is an executive coach who helps business leaders and executives. Her name is Vicki Wright Hamilton. She's an accomplished executive technology consultant, as well as an executive coach. She's a keynote speaker. She's the CEO of VWH Consulting and in the Atlanta area, and she's also an author of a highly acclaimed business book, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But anyway, she has been our guest last week. She did a great show, and it was really fascinating hearing her talk. So we brought her back to learn a little bit more about what she does and how she helps people and what it's like, you know, in her role as an executive coach. Now, you know what? I had her on here a minute ago, but now she just disappeared. So hold on, folks. I got to get her back on the line. Ta-da. Bear with me, because it's only going to take a matter of seconds to get her back. And I don't know what happened. But anyway, let's just see if everything is all right. I've done this great introduction to you, Vicki. How are you? Nice to have you with us today.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What, did you push a button or something? Did it disconnect? It's funny.
It just disconnected.
Anyway.
I have no idea, but we know how technology goes.
Yes, we do. All right. As I asked you before, get close to your microphone, because it sounds like you're on the other side of the room. But anyway, I gave you a great build-up, because you deserve a great build-up. You do great work. A lot of people, you know, don't know what an executive coach really does. So you are one. Tell me, from your perspective, what do you do as an executive coach?
Well, as an executive coach, one of the things that we work on is to partner with other leaders to help them close the gaps that may exist from them being able to move in the direction they want to career-wise. So you're really trying to ensure that all of the growth opportunities, the exposure, the different experiences, all of that can be provided to help the leader understand, you know what, I may need to improve in this area, I may need to improve in that area, so that you can partner together on a plan to help them reach their goals.
Well, that's good. You know, I love your website. You have a great website. Vicki's website, by the way, is her name, Vicki Wright Hamilton, and Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T, so it's Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N.com. If you go there, open up, the first thing you read is, are you ready to find $100,000 in your business in 45 minutes? Well, let me help you. And in fact, that's what it is. That's good. That's a good opening for a website. Let me ask you about how an executive coach is different from a life coach. What's the big difference?
Well, you know, I think when you begin to think about definitions, and this is something that's really interesting, a life coach looks at all aspects of your life, not just your career,
right.
Your personal, looks at everything. Whereas an executive coach is really trying to focus more on where you're going from a leadership perspective, a work perspective, and a career perspective. Now, with all of that said, we all know that personal is still the foundation of all of it. And there are times when there are some personal things that may come up that are discussed in order to overcome challenges that exist as you move forward. It's interesting that you talk about my website because as an executive coach, I coach not only individuals, I also coach businesses. And it's the same thing with the business leader. When you're looking at what you're trying, what they are looking to accomplish and what they want to do, their ultimate goal is to have that great leadership and to ultimately increase their profits on the bottom line as a business owner and moving forward. So I do both. But that's the difference between an executive coach and a life coach.
What's the big problem with executive coaches that come to you? You help them get unstuck? Is that one? I mean, are they stuck?
So,
are they, they're having a problem? They've run into a roadblock somewhere. Would that be right?
Absolutely. So they've run into a roadblock. And when we talk about getting unstuck, let's talk about what that really means. Getting unstuck is that they're either challenged by cultural challenges that are happening, understanding the environment, others around them, what's really, how do they navigate the waters. They're looking to understand what I call reading the tea leaves, the things that are there that are unspoken, not the spoken. They're looking at ways to increase exposure, brand. They're looking at some of the soft skills that may be there. Some leaders are so fact-based on dollars and cents that they're not thinking enough about employees, thinking enough about the individual human aspects that are important. And after all, we know that people do the work and not the organization. So there's a lot of components where they get stuck, and they just need that thought partnership to talk them through, how do I overcome what I'm unstuck? How do I close this gap? What are some things that I need to do in order to make those improvements so I can reach the goals I want to meet in my career, but at the same time, I can be a good leader and lead others?
That's a great answer, which prompts me to ask you, tell me a little bit about your background, because a lot of people would not know how to respond to a person who came into them and told them those were their problems. But obviously you have experience and you know what to do. So tell me a little bit about your background, just briefly, so I know where you're coming from.
Absolutely. So from a background perspective, I've sat on both sides of the desk, if you will. I have been in corporate America. I was in corporate America for 31 years. I had an opportunity to be at the very senior executive level, third down from the president in a major organization, responsible for technology, as a black female, and being in a predominantly male-dominated industry. A lot of those issues and gaps I've experienced directly. I have a multitude of multiple cultures, multiple industries that I've been in. And then as a military brat, I've been exposed to different cultures around the world and globally. And understanding all those different perspectives, having the wisdom and the experience helps you to move forward. So that's step one. Step two, the other thing in terms of background is that as you continue to consult and you continue to work with many different companies on a consulting perspective, even when you work in your own business, you're exposed to even more. So I think the diversification of the multiple cultures, the multiple environments, the different kinds of leadership styles all play a role, not to mention that in every organization, I was humbly granted the opportunity to attend every kind of leadership invitation-only program that ever existed. So by doing that led me also to get even more expertise from industry experts in terms of how the process and the gaps work. So it's allowed me to truly have knowledge and firsthand experience to share with others.
Well, I must say that's a very good answer, a very complete answer. Good for you. So let's talk about your coaching sessions with clients. How do they work? What happens?
So, you know, one of the things that I have learned through my experience is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. And everyone comes with their own perspectives, their own challenges, and the things that they're working on, that they really want to accomplish. And so what I do is I really listen to understand what is it that you ultimately want to do? Why are you willing to put the work in? What are those results that you're trying to achieve? What have you tried so far? What is the environment that you're in? I really try to do a deep dive in understanding where they are so that the program that I offer is directly to what they need. It's really in answering the question of the favorite radio station, the Whiffle. What's in it for me? What is it that they need in order to get their goals accomplished to move forward? So we develop a program, whether it's a spot coaching, which is a coaching program where somebody comes with one problem and you work to help them one or two sessions to help them work through whatever that challenge is, or whether it's a three-month contract, six-month contract, or a year contract. It all depends upon what those goals and objectives are, and we develop the program to meet those needs.
And then I gather you tailor them specifically to the client and the client's background and what they're seeking. Wouldn't that be about right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Do me a favor. I know you've been doing this for a good while. Give me a success story, just an example of someone who came to you, needed help, and by damn, they got it, you know, from you.
Well, you know what? I keep metrics as I move forward, just so I can answer this question. One of the things I'm very, very proud of is 100% of the clients that I have worked with that have been working towards the opportunity of a promotion and wanted to move to the next level accomplished it. And I'm very proud of that because it shows that the value in the coaching was very successful. Another thing that I'm very proud of is that there are a number of my clients that have been put up for awards, national awards, and due to all of the coaching that they received, the opportunities that they had, they were not only considered for an award that they didn't receive before, but guess what? They won the top award. So that's been another thing, so that people get recognized for the value that they bring. And then the third thing that I will say is that from my leadership coaching from a business perspective, the businesses that I work with have been able to grow their businesses and their revenue to begin to have the value that they want in terms of not working as many hours and having more time with loved ones and time to do the things that they enjoy more. So really putting the processes in place and putting the things in place that need to be there in order to grow their own business and organization as a leader and move forward.
Well, that's exactly what everybody would love. It sounds to me. And, you know, I gather you love what you're doing right now. This is what you're meant to do, isn't it, at this point in your life?
Yes, it is. It's my passion. It is definitely my passion. I truly want to see people grow and develop, regardless of whether you own your own business or whether you're working for a company, organization, nonprofit, government, doesn't matter. I think we all have a value to life, and we all have gifts that have been given to us, and it's about finding that passion and being able to put that gift to the best outcomes that you can get in order to have the best quality of life to live.
It's good. By the way, I pointed out you're in the Atlanta area. How do you work with clients? Do you do it on Zoom? Do you do it by phone? Or do you do it in person?
It depends on what the needs are. A lot of my clients prefer that we work remote simply because, and I don't just help people in Atlanta. So I have clients all over the country, so I do a lot of remote work. And also it allows them to meet on their schedule. I also make availability for some of the early evening appointments for those that can't get away during the day so that we can meet and fit their schedule in terms of what they're doing. So, yes, whether it's Zoom, and then there are times when it calls for me to be in person, and I fly wherever I need to if that's a requirement for something that we're doing or trying to are working on a program or getting feedback or whatever the case may be. But I travel as well as needed.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Let's talk about your book. What inspired you to write the book, Game Face, Corporate Success Strategies of a Trailblazing Tech Warrior. I love the title. Tell me about it. What's it like?
Thank
and about?
You. Well, what inspired me to write my book is my my late mother. She watched me all through my life, go through a lot of challenges, both personally and professionally, and she always told me I had a story to tell. And at first, my attitude was, why? Everybody has a story. Who wants to listen to mine? And my mother used to tell me, if it doesn't help a one person, it was worth the book that you wrote. So I said, okay. So I finally decided to sit down and write a book. I was very vulnerable. I talked about both my personal life and my professional life because I said if I was going to write a book, one of the things that's important for all of us is that, you know, a lot of times we hear all about the glory and all the great things people did, but we never hear about the real story, all the trials and the tribulations that someone had to go through in order to get there. So it
right.
was important to me that if I was going to tell the story, I was going to be vulnerable and talk about my personal life and challenges that I went through as well as my professional life. And so that's why I wrote the book.
You make it sound like you've got some very interesting stories to tell from the challenges you've been able to overcome and your personal life.
Yes.
Right? You
mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Doesn't mean we'll go into that now, but anyway, anybody who's interested can buy the book. And the book is available, I assume, on Amazon and
yes, it is.
Like
on my
Barnes & Noble. And on your website. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, it's on. Yep, exactly.
And what do you think people who read your book will get out of it? How would you respond to that?
Well, what I will tell you is that the feedback has been, thank you for being authentic and being real. I thought I was the only one. I learned a lot about how to overcome some of the challenges that I'm facing today because you gave solutions as well as, you know, the challenges that you face. I'm glad to know that that there truly is opportunity going forward. I thought there wasn't any hope. I think people told me, I've heard that I laughed, I cried, and I got good lessons in terms of education. So I think that it truly shares to people that you can overcome obstacles, you can overcome things that are happening, and you can and will be successful. You just have to decide that's what you want to do and put the effort in to work towards it. But there are ways to accomplish it. So it's all about, you know, providing that hope.
Well, that's good. That's very good. I really ought to ask you also about the television shows that you do that help encourage and motivate others. They're interesting titles, the show, Hidden Stories, Healed Now. You do several shows. Talk about them to me and what they're like.
Sure. So I do one show called Hidden Stories, Healed Now. The purpose behind that show was, a lot of times we hear when we talk about different shows, it's always about household names. And I mm-hmm. wanted something that everyone could contribute to, and I wanted to give them a platform. So Hidden Stories, Healed Now is telling the secrets that are behind whether it's career, family, whether it's community, or whether it's health, where people share secrets, things that they went through. I've had everything from multiple kinds of diseases of things that people went through personally and their challenges, because this show is to provide hope. Anybody else who's going through the same challenge or situation, we want to provide hope to those individuals. So everything we do, even when we talk about career, when we talk about the software on how to get a resume acknowledged and keyword searches and how do you negotiate those kinds of things. The hidden stories that nobody tells you, you know, the things that really, really go on and how do you get around it and how do you work through it. So it was truly built to provide hope and joy. The second show that I have is called Strategic Minds Making Money Moves. And that was all built around the coaching and the business coaching that I do. One of the things that I believe is that from a minority perspective, a lot of minority owners are not given the opportunities that they deserve because people don't know about them. I wanted to provide a platform that allowed these businesses to talk about what they offer, who they are, the abilities that they bring to the table. And what we did was there was one strategic issue that they wanted to discuss with a thought partner over air, and I would solve those strategic issues for them. And why did I do that? Because a lot of times these small businesses can't afford to hire someone with those with that knowledge. They need the gift. They need the gift of the strategy. They need the gift of the platform. And if it helps one business, it can help many. So there again, it was about being able to help others, being able to tell a story, and to take these organizations and businesses to the next level. So I just wanted to provide that platform to get their word out so that others could hear, because I truly believe there's enough in this world for all of us to be multimillionaires. We just have to be given an opportunity.
There you go. You know, they sound like really interesting shows. Were they one-time things you did? Were they serious? Are they still on? Or, I mean, are they still available to be seen?
I've done nine seasons. Each season has 8 episodes. I'm just now releasing season 9. It's on my YouTube channel. I also do streaming both nationally and globally. And I'm also in 7 local broadcast markets across the U.S.
Well, boy, you've really accomplished something there. That's good. So the main thing is that they're available on YouTube. Let me give your website out again, because anybody listening who might be interested in wanting to get more information or find these shows or talk to you, here's a way to do it. Go to Vicki's website. It's VickiWrightHamilton.com. It's very simple. It's her name. And Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T, okay? So it's VickiWrightHamilton.com. Getting back to the subject of coaching, you're really so busy, you're all over the place, but do you think everybody ought to have a coach? Is it a good idea?
I think everybody needs to have a coach and a board of directors. I think that the board of directors are those individuals who are willing to tell you the truth and tell you what you need to hear and are invested in your growth and development. And I think the board of directors actually complements the coaching that you receive, because as you and a coach are working through the gaps and the challenges and the things that you want to overcome, you also have the board of directors to bounce those things off of in terms of where you are, to actually give you that extra support, sponsorship, and in terms of moving forward. I believe everybody needs one.
As far as the board of directors is concerned, who should be on that board? Who do you suggest? Other members of the family?
I think that you need to have people who are going to tell you what you want to hear. That's not the objective. The objective is to get people who are going to be objective, who are going to tell you what needs to be done. So industry experts of what you're in. Leaders who are doing that are further along than you are and have accomplished where you want to go, that are willing to reach back and give you more. People who look like you and people who don't, male and female. I think there needs to be a diversification of that board of directors to give you different perspectives. Because the more knowledgeable you are about those different perspectives also lets you understand the perspective of what people think about you, your personal brand, and where that goes. And it allows you to be more knowledgeable about the diversity that's out there of people that you're going to lead, people that you're going to talk to, et cetera. As I said last week, everybody is a leader, no matter what you do. You don't have to you don't have to work in corporate. You don't have to sponsor a team. Everybody is a leader in their own right, whether you're leading your own individual life about the things that you want to accomplish or whether you are leading someone else. We all have that leadership drive and need, and we should all have those sponsors and people we can talk to that can help us get to where we're going while we are focusing on a direct plan with a coach.
Very good. Interesting. You're really interesting. I know that, as I say, you're busy. You do a lot. So beside your coaching work, talk to me a little bit about the other passions that you have. What would they be?
Well, it's interesting you asked me that question. I have a number of passions, but, you know, being in the technology field, I am also and have been past president of the Atlanta Women in Technology organization. I'm on the advisory board, and they have a number of programs that we truly support, from the classroom to the boardroom. And we also have programs for single moms, where we're trying to give them a new opportunity, from those that have not had the opportunity, to give them the education that they need, to provide them a lifestyle, things they've never been exposed to before. And so I do a lot with the single moms program in helping them, and I'm very, very passionate about it with girls. But I had sons. So therefore, I am likely just as passionate about, my husband is has been on the board and past president for the 100 Black Men of North Metro Atlanta. And North Metro does a lot in terms of mentoring. He actually created the mentoring program 25 years ago, and something that they're still using today is Men of Tomorrow. Both of my boys went through that program, and I think the passion behind that is that our young Black men need to understand and be exposed to the walks of life. And that's all walks of life, career, personal, et cetera. And I think they do a phenomenal job of preparing these young men for the future. And so I'm very passionate about supporting that program and helping the young men grow and develop, because I know what it did to my own kids, and I've seen what it has done from others from all walks of life. So, you know, they got them all going all the way up to Yale, and they have, men that have graduated from the program and come back and give their testimonies about what they're doing today and how the program helped them, et cetera. So those two programs are something that I'm extremely passionate about and have continued to dedicate time to.
Well, good for you. That's very good. It's obvious leadership development is kind of a critical part of your work. Why is that? Tell me.
Well, you know, it is a critical component, because I truly believe that in order for us to be servant leaders and to serve others in ways, we need to understand leadership components. We need to understand where we may be lacking, where we may need a little bit more help. You know, I've always said to people, when you do something every day that when you get up to go to work, whatever work may look like for you, 80% of what's natural to you, it's a joy, it's easy to do. And then there's going to be 20% you may have to grow and develop, and 20% you don't like. But if you do it the other way around, you're spending so much time trying to fix what's broken, trying to fit in where it's not a fit, and everybody is dissatisfied. I think that's where we get into the mental health challenges, the mindset challenges, et cetera. So it is important to me that everybody understands where they are, but more importantly, where do they want to go? So
exactly.
If they're taking that 80% that they're good at and they're filling in towards that 20% in order to continue to move forward, then they're a happier individual, both personally and professionally, right? It's things that you can do that allow you to be able to say, I'm living my best life all the way around.
Good for you, Vicki. Really good for you. Listen, we've run through the half hour. It's been delightful chatting with you. Our guest has been Vicki Wright Hamilton. She's the CEO of VHW Consulting in the Atlanta area. And I've mentioned her website. Let me give it to you again. It's Vicki Wright Hamilton. And Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. So VickiWrightHamilton.com. Vicki, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. Obviously, you're a very inspiring coach, and I'm sure you're doing a wonderful job to a lot of people who come to you for guidance and help. So continue. Good luck to you. Thank you so much, Vicki. We appreciate it. Okay?
And thank you.
You are very, very welcome. That's it, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care, and bye for now.